Child rape victim claims Bradford, Rotherham, Rochdale gangs linked. By Victoria Friedman on March 25, 2019. The victim of a Bradford grooming gang has said that most girls at the children's care home where she lived were being sexually exploited and has called for an inquiry, alleging that child rape gangs across the country, including in Rochdale and Rotherham, are linked. Fiona Goddard, 25, told BBC Look North, "I lived in a care home and I know that most of the girls, barring about three, were all getting sexually exploited as well. I also met numerous girls while we were out with other guys that maybe didn't come from care homes, but came from broken backgrounds, and they were all getting exploited." On the extent and organization of the abuse, she said, "When I was at that house, where she was raped, people came from Birmingham, Rochdale, Rotherham, Blackburn, Glasgow, Oxford. It is widespread and they are all linked. There definitely needs to be a public inquiry. It needs to be an independent one," she added. Bradford Council's Interim Child Services Chief Gladys Rhodes-White said of Ms. Goddard's call for an inquiry, "I'm not seeing evidence that there is a wide-scale, large issue specific to Bradford. I think if it did come to light that there were lots of victims that had been missed," she added, "it would be something the Safeguarding Board would want to look at." Ms. Goddard came forward with her complaint in 2014, after seeing a report on the abuse of more than 1,500 girls in Rotherham, and warned that while some rape survivors had gone to the police, there are girls that either lack the understanding or aren't in the situation where they can come forward. She gave evidence in a trial at Bradford Crown Court last month that resulted in the convictions of Parvez Ahmed, 36, Naveed Akhtar, 43, Saeed Akhtar, 55, Zeeshan Ali, 32, Kieran Harris, 28, Azhar Hussain, 32, Fahim Iqbal, 28, Basharat Khalik, 38, and Muhammad Usman, 31. The child rapists were found guilty of 22 offenses, including inciting child prostitution and rape, in abuse that began in 2008 when she and another unnamed victim were 14 years old. All nine were given terms of between 18 and 20 years, but will likely be released from prison much earlier. The young woman waived her lifelong right to anonymity to discuss her case and reach out to other potential victims of grooming gangs. Authorities at cities across the country, notably Rotherham, Rochdale, and Telford, have been accused of ignoring the abuse of white working-class girls. A recently publicized report also highlighted the abuse Sikh girls across the country by predominantly Muslim gangs of Pakistani heritage, who groomed and raped vulnerable children, often from broken homes. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.